Hi, this is Rick. This is a toolkit resource titled Systems Thinking. It appears on page 22 of the book. You may be using some systems theory in your work, and if so, if it works, keep on using it. I happen to like systems thinking because it helps me see things that I might not otherwise see. I'm going to teach you a very simple way of looking at systems. It's called level of systems. I learned it at the Gestalt Institute of Cleveland, a place where I've studied and a place where I continue to teach 3-4 weeks a year. The levels of systems is this. You can start with individuals. So as you're thinking about planning a change, there may be some key individuals that you say, those people need to be involved. Or I need to make sure that I got Mary on board. Because if Mary's not on board, nobody's going to be on board. There might be key pairs and key trios that I need to pay attention to. So for instance, the CEO and the COO, or the general manager and the head of the union. This doesn't mean these people necessarily like each other, nor does it mean that they work together every day. But in the eyes of the organization, they hold a special place. So if you hear the head of the union saying something, you're almost immediately wondering, what's the general manager think? And when the general manager is speaking about some issue that involves staff, immediately people think, I wonder where the union stands on this, or where the union president stands on this. A third level is the group level. This can be a team, a project group. It could even go up to the size of a department. So the work between the region and headquarters, for instance, or region A and region B. Another level is the full organization, all departments, all levels. And then another one that I like to look at is the intersection of other organizations to our organization. So every organization has suppliers, it also has customers. So when I'm planning a change, I may think about those and say, do they need to be involved? In the early days of the quality movement, Ford set up what it called the Q1 or Quality 1 program. If you were a supplier and earned a Q1 distinction, you didn't have to bid for work all the time. You had a preferred relationship with Ford. So that's a very special relationship. Why these levels are important is because many of us have habitual ways that we approach change. So for instance, I work with some executives, and as soon as they think, okay, we got to get moving on some change, the first thing they do is they call their executive team together. So they call 10, 15 people together. It's not that they're trying to exclude other people. It's that their brain is just wired that the people they call is that group that they meet with every Monday morning or the people they see in the hall. That may be a perfectly good place to start, but the value of the level of system thinking is it shakes us out of our habitual ways and gets us to say, all right, wait a minute. Before I get started, what if I looked at some other levels? So for instance, are there any key individuals who aren't on the executive team who really ought to be involved in this? Are there any key pairs or trios that need to be part of this conversation? You know, as I mentioned before, the GM and the president of the union. Maybe it's the head of region X and the head of region Y. Are there any groups that ought to be in the room and ought to be working together? And it might be people who hold a particular interest in one idea or another, but it also might be various regions, various departments, and so on and so forth. Or I might look at the full organization and say, is there any advantage to having a cross-section of the entire organization in the room? And then finally, is there any advantage to having some suppliers and customers there? A major value of using level of systems is that it gives us a way to look at various ways that we might influence parts of the organization that we might not have been thinking about because we have our own favorite way of doing it. And so if we allow ourselves to shuttle among those various levels and say, what if I got some key individuals involved? What if I went to those key pairs of people? And so on and so forth. Then I start to see options that I might not have seen before.